Huddles in the morning, huddles in the evening, huddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles with Andrew Collin. I'm doing an away game today, as you can tell by the Etsy wall behind me. So many original photos taken by you. I mean,
these are genuine.
I'm still introducing you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, folks. So I'm doing an away game. These are all stock photos for sure. You could tell because this tag is still on them for $12.99. It's cool though. Cool frames, I guess.
From Home Goods.
Yeah. I'm doing an away game because the person I'm interviewing today thinks she's above coming to my place now. She's gotten to the point where she's now a diva and that she makes enough money where she decides where the podcast is going to be. She's kind of like when Mark Maron would maybe go to like Obama or David Letterman. So now I have to go to Ashley Hissatine. I have to go to her place, apparently.
I'm doing you a favor. We're recording with my equipment. I'm going to send you the files. We just shot a whole video.
What's that?
We'll talk about it. First of all, we couldn't go shoot the video in your apartment because there's no room.
There's not enough light in there. It would have just be on the kitchen rug. The kitchen rug.
And it snowed today.
No.
Wasn't leaving the house.
I had to go get a... Okay, so... Mind you, I'm a very good stand-up comedian. Like, I'm surprisingly better than you even would even imagine, I think. And every once in a while, Ashley, who has a podcast called Girls Gotta Eat, will write me a text and say, hey, do you want to embarrass yourself so you never get any credibility in the stand-up world again?
Anything I've ever asked you to do is, like, a fraction of the way you embarrass your own self on your personal Instagram. It's like all I ever asked you to do is tweak what you're already doing a little bit.
Actually, can you tone it down?
We need to go back to these photos behind us because I bought all these original photographs in Australia, the last big trip I ever got to take.
You didn't take these photographs.
No, but I bought them at a market in Bondi Beach.
Yeah, you just say that.
So lugged them all around.
You've been traveling the world.
I've been to these places. I swam in that pool.
It's a big pool.
It's like a famous pool in Bondi.
The Bondi pool?
Yes.
Why do you say Bondi like that?
What do you say?
You say like a bonsai tree. Bondi.
What do you say?
I don't know. Bondi, probably. I don't know. Bondi?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Bondi.
Bondi.
Probably Bondi. Bondi? That's how I learned Australian. You just... You make everything a question, apparently.
Okay.
Bondi?
Yeah. And then they also shorten everything. So like breakfast is brekkie.
Oh.
Give me another one.
So everything's cute?
Everything's cute. Somebody does, Sarah Silverman just did a bit on this and she said they call it like the holly. Like
the Holocaust? I was literally going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an alcoholic.
Because
it does make everything cute, like the worst thing ever.
Yes.
Genocide-y? Or no, Gen-C.
Nazi is already.
Yeah, Nazi already did it. Well, Nazi might be short for something.
Maybe they got it from them. Yeah, but they're like the cutest language.
Yeah,
like
I mean, Australians, I've talked, they have such a leg up. They are always in shape. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're all beautiful. I mean, I'm sure there's some uglies. We see the cream of the crop that get out of the country and come here.
Well, I mean, we stayed at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did see like the, you know, fit tan people, but it's mostly a lot of places that are just outside of the US in terms of people being like fitter and healthier.
Yes.
Cleaner.
I mean, it's just,
it's like a cleaner city. Like it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Vegemite is like a big thing there and just like overall health. No, but it's like there's something about the Australian accent that just makes American women's vaginas go berserk. Berserky.
Do you like it on women?
Yeah, although I hooked up with an Australian woman one time and they're very like, just like they have this like energy, like, I'm not a lady. Like, I'm a lady, but like, I'm going to control this and you're like a little bitch. Like, so you got to be like extra, I feel like, strong.
With Australia, also like one woman. You know, I mean,
yeah, that was just one woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she wasn't even from Australia. So
she was from Austria. You got him confused, I bet.
No, I hooked up with her. I hooked up with her at my dad's condo. She worked with me at the same real estate company and she was older at the time. So I was like probably like 24 and she was probably like 35 and she had a kid.
Okay.
She was gorgeous. Blue eyes, hair.
She had hair.
She had everything. Skin.
Yeah.
Nails.
Pores.
Yeah, pores. Dirt. Everything you'd want. All the things.
That's all I care about, just skin. At this age, I'm just like, if a guy has skin and a little hair, I don't care about hair, actually.
Skin is the most, why is it such a, it depends how you use epidermis. Skin, but if you're just like, yeah, you have nice skin, it's good,
but good
he skin. Had skin, is just, ugh. So anyways, so we had like this tension and she had this boyfriend who was also from Australia, who's this big meathead, shaved head, tattoos everywhere, just fucking like, oh crocky, you know? Yeah. But he was always in Australia. He never really was around. And anyways, and she had a kid and whatever. And so one night though, we finally, like there was so much sexual tension and she was like old, like a old, like back then it just like, she felt like way more experienced than me. And then we met up at my dad's condo one night and we just had a fuck fest.
It was a fucky fest?
Oh, a fucky. We had a fisty. She fistied my asshole. No, she didn't. I wish.
A fisty is good. I was trying to think because doggy is already.
We keep adding letters to short words.
So when we went there, I just like, I think about it all the time. It was the best. The first 2 months of 2020 were the best 2 months of my entire life. And then it blew up. But like, I would do this. The day I left for this whole trip, we went to California first.
To Bondi.
To Australia. We went to New Zealand. But the day I left was February 14th. And I was like kind of dating somebody. And we went to a brunch. And then we came back and we like had sex. Like midday, sober, daylight.
Australian.
No. The guy, just an American guy.
Oh, when you came back.
No, this is the day we left for the trip.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So anyway, and he like kind of, I like a little bit of light choking and stuff like that. So we,
can I feel it? If you choke me, how hard you like to be choked. I always wonder and I don't feel like you can.
I have no idea. What? I don't really know.
Just do it.
I feel so weird.
Just do it.
It's not like.
Because I feel like anytime I hook up, I can't really break down.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, this is weird. I don't like your neck. Okay.
I don't like your neck.
I think it's just like a little bit of pressure.
No, it's got to be harder than that.
I don't like a lot of, like, okay.
Here, let me do you.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh my God.
Ready?
Andrew!
It won't be sexual.
Don't do it like too hard.
I won't.
I can't. Okay, I'm ready.
Come on.
Okay.
Just a little choky.
Okay.
A little choky.
Ah! Too much.
I really got into it. If there was a side view, my face went from here to
very
psycho.
What I didn't like,
it felt good.
What I didn't like, what you just did was
I choked too hard on this far side.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Your fingers and your thumb dug into like my pressure points. Like I would rather have it the pressure. You that was not full.
Okay,
hand
okay,
pressure.
fine. So let's teach me.
I don't know here, how to tell.
Here, teach me.
Like, get a little more like that. Oh,
okay, I see. So more cuff.
Yeah.
More in the palm, less
like,
on the extreme.
Like, grabbed the sides of my neck and like, dug in with your nails. No with your skin.
All right. Let me try one more time.
Okay. Oh, my God. Did you sanitize?
Should I do two hands? Oh, my bad. Has a guy ever gone? Wait, let me try two hands. See?
Okay.
I actually like being on bottom with the two hands like this. Like I'm fighting her off like she's a rabid dog. Because if you're on top doing two hands, you're a murderer.
No, you can't. That's that. We talk about that all the time. And like, again, if that's what you want, do it safely. But like, you don't get choked from being on the bottom.
Wait. Like, yeah, while you're on
if
bottom.
If you're the woman, no, that's really weird.
Yeah. You just see the guy puts the gloves on first.
But also, guys don't. If guys are on top, they are not riding you. So they're having to use their hands to like push, to like hold themselves
up.
Like, guys aren't like, and then they have, like, hands.
Unless they're standing on the end of the bed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let me, okay, I'm going to go some more cuff. Cuff?
So that time you came in like a karate chop.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never wanted you at all. Dude, it's hard to choke when you're not fucking. It's like, it feels very different.
Like from the side on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, it just feels different. It doesn't feel.
Wait, do you do it? Or
Yeah. I love it. I like it getting.
This is the first time you've ever
done it, yeah, without being inside someone. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I like getting choked. I like being dominated.
The girl doing it?
I talked about it the other day. Like,
okay.
I love getting the tattoo. Like, I like pain, I think.
Okay. So
and I was saying something. That I want a girl to stab my balls with a compass. Like, that's my new thing.
Okay.
Like, whatever.
Do you want somebody to, like, tie your balls up?
Maybe. I'm not even kidding. I might really be into that. I just haven't let myself go like that before. Also, it's like, there's something about having somewhat of control. Like, there's something, like, I don't love about, like, if I had a soft dick and I was tied up.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm not
right,
even at my best form for you.
Well, and if it's something you've never done, like, you don't know what's going to happen. So you could be like, hey, tie this thing around my dick. And then your dick just goes limp and you're like, fuck, this, like, went. This took a turn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just don't know. You just have to trust the person, I guess. And, like, kind of, I don't know. I mean, you can't do it the first night. Can't be like, oh, let me get.
I know we were talking.
Have you ever been handcuffed or tied up?
No, but we were talking about eating ass. We can get to that, but we were talking about eating ass, like the first time someone like ate my ass, mm-hmm. and we just talked about this recently on our show. And I was like, and that was the first day we met. Like, I met that guy like that night. Like, it's a strong one night stand.
Yeah. I mean, it.
Like someone eating my ass while I was standing.
Did
up.
He kiss you?
Not, I mean, my butthole's really clean though. That's like.
I love the idea though of a guy just eating your asshole and just being like, "All right, see you later." See you later. Did he try to fuck you? No, just ate my ass. Wait, so how did that go down though? Like, obviously he went down, but like, how did it go down? Like, where did you meet him? Was it a date? Did you meet him at a
bar?
Okay,
I feel like you'll like the story. Okay,
I love every story.
Do you know? Have you ever heard of the Claremont Lounge in Atlanta?
Yeah.
So it's old strippers.
Okay.
So like 60s. So it's an like iconic landmark. So many celebrities have gone there. I don't know what it's like now with COVID. I would never set foot in there like during a pandemic, but it's really grimy. There's this famous stripper named Blondie. She's like probably in her 60s. And then all the other women are really old too. There's some younger ones. It's just kind of like, people say it's like where strippers go to die, whatever. So that's the vibe. It's really grimy. And I like going there on dates. I think it's like such a good date place.
Because you look so young and hot.
That's why I go. Yeah. And
you just stand next to Blondie and you're like, hey.
Yeah. So I was matched with this guy on Tinder. This is like back in the Tinder days. This is probably like 2014. I matched with this guy and he was from out of town. And I was planning on going to the Claremont that night with some friends anyway. We were just going to go to dinner, stop by the Claremont, then go bar hopping afterwards. That was kind of like, it's in all that same area of town in Atlanta. And so I was like, you should come meet me out. I'll show you like a good time. You know, he was here for a wedding, whatever. So he's going to come meet me at the Claremont, which is just such a funny thing. Like, I feel like he was like, I didn't even tell him what it was. So I didn't even tell him. I told him it was a bar. So, cause I love that. I brought my parents there. They didn't know what it was. Like, it's so funny when you think you're going to a bar and then there's just like 70-year-old titties in your face. It's so fun to take people there.
No, it's great. So yeah, I would love that.
Like Rob and I took my parents there and he was like, don't tell them what it is. So in line for to get in, there's always like, it's not like a club, but like a little bit of a line. So we're waiting in line and this tall guy in front of me, we start talking. I really was into him and we were like, super flirty. And like, we probably were in line for a good 10, 15 minutes. And I was with a girlfriend and she was like, you and this guy are like vibing. I'm like, I know. I wish I wasn't like on a date soon, you know? And so we go in, he and I are still really talking. We're at the bar. We're having such a good time. And I was really feeling it and kind of hoping my date didn't show up, my Tinder date. And so I was like, I'm just praying he doesn't show up or maybe he like doesn't see me and he leaves or whatever. So then I was like, but I'm still, you know, I told this out of town guy, I was going to show him a good time. I'm not going to like say, don't come. And I'm not going to be a dick about it. So I'm just gonna have to deal with this when it happens. And so at one point I went to the bathroom. I'm like, God, I just hope he doesn't show, come out. And I see him right away. And I'm like, hey, oh my God, so annoying. And so we hung for a little bit.
How much shorter is he than the other guy?
it was like, yeah, like the other guy was like 6'6", like this guy was like 5'11", you know.
So this guy's coming to a bar. He doesn't know it's an old folk strip club nursing home. And not only that, you're already making out with a guy that's twice his size. But yeah.
And he's out of town.
Yeah, he's from out of town. So, but you're being nice.
I was not making out with a tall guy.
By the way, can I just say real quick that a strip club girl, like regular girls going to a strip club, guys won't come at the strip club, so they've never been hornier. If you want to fuck, like a guaranteed fuck, go to a strip club.
Okay. An old lady strip club?
Old ladies, young ladies, boys, whatever it is, you know? Just go and get ready because every guy almost comes and he's about to nut, and then I'll look over and I'll be like, oh, dude, I just got to come. And he's like, oh, I'll marry her. Okay. You know?
Hot tip, guys. Hot dating tip alert.
Hot dating tip. If you want to get fucked tonight, go to a strip club with a mask on. All right, so go ahead.
So this guy, yeah, exactly. Bring your hand, Sani. So this
is Sani.
So this guy walks in. I'm like, nice, so nice to meet you, whatever. Immediately, I'm like, it wasn't so bad, but I was like, really liked the other guy. And
can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But was the 6'6 guy there by himself?
No, with like a friend.
Was he there? Was he getting laughed? Was he? Do people go to?
People go to just hang. Okay. Like, and so there's a dance floor.
I just didn't know if he was just into like old pussy.
No, so it's like the spot.
Okay.
And people are at tables, and it's like, I mean, I can't describe it to you. It's small. The ceilings are low, and it's like there's a dance floor on a weekend night.
Okay.
Although one time we went on New Year's Day and it was very depressing and every stripper had to pick her own song from the jukebox and go over and put her song on it. There was like two strippers and we were like the three people in there. It was like the really depressing. Okay. So
I don't know what's more depressing, them or you being
this
there.
This was, I know it was a weird choice. So this was like a, this was a like Saturday night. So packed. That's why there was a line, the whole thing. He was there with a friend or two. And I was there with a girlfriend and I start talking the Tinder date and he's like, this is wild. Oh my God. It's so funny. You brought me here or whatever. And we hang for a little bit. We have a drink. And I was like, just feeling awkward because I really liked this other dude. I was like, why don't we go to this bar across the street? You've seen the Claremont. Let's move on. We go to this bar. And then I say, let me go say bye to my friend. Cause I saw this friend here. And so I go, the guy's in the corner across the bar and I just go like, give him my number.
Wow. Strong.
And like, was like, hey, I like talking to you. I'd love to give you my number.
Just age.
I got to go.
I'm 32 compared to Blondie over here.
He was young. He was in law school. So at Emory. And so.
Humble brag.
Then I leave with my date. We go to the bar across the street and I'm sitting there and just like having a decent time. But I feel like he was really into it. He was actually there for a wedding that he invited me to the next night. I was like, I'm not going to that. It was a casual thing, but it was still a lot. And so I have a few drinks and I'm like, you know, I'm getting so tired. We should call it. I close out and everything. And he was like, oh, my car's here. And he leaves. And I turn to the bartender. I go, this is going to be so weird, but like, I'm going to have this other guy come now. And the bartender,
a better
like,
version.
The bartender was like, live your truth, you know? And so this other,
That you feel like we always feel like we have to tell the bar. It's like the bartender gives a shit.
I was bragging.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
well,
you know, like, of course, if I look back, I wanted to like brag. So I text the other guy. I had texted him even prior. I just like was on the sly, like, come across the street and meet me in 30. Mm-hmm. And so he comes in. We have a drink at the bar. We have like such a good time. We continue vibing. And then we just went home and like had this wild sex. I woke up. We had eaten my ass. We did choking. He smacked my ass. I showed him at one point that I could do like a handstand. I was doing handstands and yoga at that time. I fell over because I was wasted. I woke up like so banged up and bruised. We like get up. We go to brunch. He forgot his wallet. I had to pay. And I was just
where
like,
did he forget his wallet in your apartment?
I don't know. I don't think he ever brought it out. I don't know. It was a whole thing.
So wait, you went through the whole beginning and then you kind of skimmed the, do you not remember the sex?
We were definitely like, pretty drunk, but like, I do remember like hit, like
this is the first time like, your ass ever got eaten though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember liking it and being like, this is new.
How did he do it? Were you on your stomach?
I was standing up. Like, I think it was like, I was like bent over.
Come on.
Yeah, this is a thing. Have you ever seen that episode in Girls?
I mean, maybe. Who was getting their ass eaten?
Marnie.
Oh.
It opens an episode. She's like bent over the kitchen counter. Her guy's like in her ass. It's like a pretty intense.
Yeah, no, that is intense.
Episode opener.
So wow, that was your first ass eaten and you're just straight up standing. I like that. I mean, good thing you were bent, like you were, I feel like you have to be pretty.
I think.
Like certain like sexual blurry, positions, sure. Like. I just, my hips and my knees start to like, or I'll get cramps.
Yeah.
Like, depending on like, I have to, my, for sex for me is like, what can like I do to like impress her while not hurting myself?
Yeah. I mean, and that was
like getting a guy. I've never had my asshole eaten.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't.
You literally burped when I go, I've never had my asshole eaten and your whole body
I
shut down.
I just don't think I would do it.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't do it if I laid on my stomach. It would be like if you were blowing me, I was on my back and you just like worked your way from my balls to the grundle and then you dabbled and then you came back. I don't know if, you know, or like you pushed my legs like this. Like, I mean, it's just a lot.
Yeah. It's intense. I mean, have you talked to girls who have eaten a guy's ass?
Yeah.
Like on your show?
Well, yeah, Nikki has eaten an ass once.
Oh, she has?
Yeah. And she like thinks like if she, the fact that she ate ass, she could run for president. She feels like it's such an accomplishment for a woman. I finally ate ass for the first time like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah. The Trump supporter.
Oh. Okay. It's funny you said that. And because there was this meme on Tank Sinatra this week, and it said,
yeah, if you'll eat ass, you won't take the vaccine.
Yeah, did you see my comment?
No, what did you say?
So I commented, at ladies, get you a man who will do both, and it blew up. It's the most liked comment, 3,000-4,000 likes, and then everybody under my comment, like, arguing about the vaccine. Like, just, like, anti-vaxxers, like, I was joking that, like, you're never nowhere sacred for anti-vaxxers. Like, this is a meme about eating ass. You guys are in here, like, and they're still going. This was 2 days ago. I open up my Instagram notifications, and it's, like, all these people, they're not, like, arguing with me. Some people made fun of, like, some losers were, like, cool comedian or something, but, like, it's really funny that everybody's debating with these long paragraphs about the vaccine under a meme about eating ass.
I mean, they'll pick anything to like take the joke out of it or to try to argue. People love fucking arguing. It's like, also, it's like, just take the fucking vaccine. Everyone's saying that they're anti this vaccine, probably have 20 different vaccines in them already.
Yeah, I mean, this is like,
we can go.
Anti-vax. I mean, I saw this meme that I don't love the way it's worded because I don't, you know, really like to call people stupid publicly. Like I'll say it private, you know, because I feel like I just don't like to use that terminology. Even if I think it, I try to like tamp it down.
Yeah.
But it's, the meme said
tampy.
The scariest part of the dangerously stupid is that they think they've found something that experts somehow missed. Like you think you know better, I guess sometimes it's either that, it's either it's like they're so stupid they think they're so smart that they know more than doctors and epidemiologists, whatever. But there's also just the whole conspiracy theory thing, which is just like bonkers.
I mean,
and it's like population control or it's eugenics. It's like, what the fuck? Like, we've all been vaccinated.
It's not just this country though, it's every country that deals with COVID. Well, every country deals with it. And I mean, Britain just fucking put in some 92-year-old woman. Some people are saying like, oh well, the side effects can make you infertile, or you could have asymptomatic, like you could still get it and give it to people but you won't get sick essentially if you take the vaccine, which actually is like a thing apparently. Like with vaccine, so you have to wear your mask even after you get the vaccine. So people are like, oh, what the fuck, man, I gotta fucking still wear my mask even though it's like, okay, breathe for a sec. Well, you won't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but it's just like, why are you looking? Well, what they think is they think the scientists are controlled by the government people, like the scientists.
Yeah, which is actually like so stupid on so many, Carrie, I'm calling people stupid. It is so stupid on so many levels, because this is a worldwide pandemic. Like the fact that anyone ever acted like this was somehow to get Trump out of office is like your level of narcissism and individualism based on like being an American is wild, because this is a worldwide pandemic. You think the world got in on this thing? I mean, also maybe, not to mention that people are dying. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
The nurses and doctors that I talk to in my DMs every day aren't lying. They're not all in on it. Like whatever. I would
take the vaccine in a second. You're going on a date on Friday. This guy
did the clinical trial.
First
NYU.
Of all, how poor is he?
Okay, I was wondering if he did it for money. I don't even know if you get paid. Okay, Andrew, listen.
They're like, how about $40? Does it work? It's a like 25%.
did want to know if that's why.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I mean, he has a good job. He lives alone. Like I said, I'm just curious. I didn't say, are you poor? I said, why did you choose to do this? Are you just being like a good citizen? Cause I think it's, if you don't need the money, you're doing it because you just genuinely want to help.
You're either extremely selfish or you really want to help, or both. Either way, it's a great thing. And I can't believe that people do it for the amount of money. Like, how much did he make? Did he tell you?
No, but do you get paid? Are you sure?
Yeah, you get paid.
Okay.
You get paid, like, but it's not a lot. Yeah. And it's just insane to think, like.
Well, his take was also, like, he trusted it, and he's like, now I'm going to, like, be vaccinated.
Now I could just come in, girls. That's what he's saying.
So, but I will tell you. So he
go like this. You got a little boogie. I think.
I do.
I didn't want to.
Can you
say
touch
anything.
My face again?
I'm really. No, gonna... I'm done now.
I think it was just a snot.
Yeah, it was a snot.
It wasn't like a booger.
No, it wasn't a booger, but it was a wet snot.
I have a runny nose, and I hate it wearing a mask. Like, people are like, the mask is great in the winter because it covers your face because it's cold. But for me, my nose runs.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got. There's two shots, right? You get two.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
20 days apart or whatever.
Yeah, so he got the first one, and then he actually got the second one today.
Which one did he take? The Pfizer or Moderna?
Did they tell you?
Oh, yeah. Also, he might have got the placebo.
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So he said he definitely didn't get the placebo because he really did get those symptoms for a good day and a half, 48 hours. Like, and this is not everybody's experience, but people will know that that's a possibility, and he did feel that pretty bad. He said,
"What do you get? Like headache and
like yeah, headache, chills, nausea."
Did he?
Which so, I don't.
So
I,
after
I
he got
clear,
the vaccine, did he test for the antibodies?
Not. He won't have them yet. So
oh.
What I believe is. Again, I'm not a scientist, but I thought that I saw on the news that after the second one. A week or two, you have the antibodies.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I
mean,
we could talk about that all. But like,
also, I want to say, even though I'm mentioning that there's side effects, I'm full in support of people getting the vaccine.
Yes, I am with you. I agree, and I'm not. And it. So wait. So he decided to do this. He gets a symptom or whatever. Like, did he feel? Was he scared once he got like the side effects a little bit?
No, I think they tell you right. Like you could.
I wonder which one he took, because there's the Pfizer one. There's like two different ones, Pfizer and Moderna. Yeah. Moderna apparently has a better chance, a better percentage, and you don't have to keep it as cold.
I know. I saw the Pfizer one.
The Pfizer one, you have to keep it like negative, like 90 Fahrenheit.
It's crazy.
And then, but it could last for 6 months if you leave it at that. But whatever. I like looked into it. I was wondering because America, I think, signed off on Pfizer over Moderna. Even a modern, whatever. So, anyways, long story short, I would take it in a fucking second. I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not like here to think about things like that. I just fucking, I'll listen to a guy that has degree, like science degrees. Like I'm not, it's like anything. It's like I'm going to listen to my doctor. I'm not going to listen to a UFC fighter on whether or not a mask is good or not. Like,
yeah.
Like it's just, it boggles. It's like, it's insane. Like,
yeah.
Would you go to that UFC fighter and be like, hey, what do you think about my stage 4 testicular cancer? What are your thoughts on that? And he'll go, well, brother, you just do some crunches.
Right. But what like, my thing is like, listen, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't want to get vaccinated, fine. Live on a commune away from everybody else and you can't use our hospitals because it's like you're going to trust modern medicine when you're sick. So if you are like, I don't believe in vaccines, live your truth, stay away from people that do. And when you get sick, you use your essential oils to cure you.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean? Like
no,
it feels very unfair to not, to somehow buy into these conspiracy theories that, you know, that the government's trying to poison us or they're trying to control the population or whatever you believe. And then when you get sick, you are showing up to the hospital where the doctors and the modern medicine is.
That's the thing. It's like
how hypocritical.
You know what? You know when like some people, like they find God on like the last day before they die, like sometimes you need to get that close to feel your immortality. To then go, okay, maybe the vaccine's a good idea, or maybe this drug is a good idea. And you don't realize it until you get to the breaking point of like, either you take this or you're dead. Because a lot of people think they're invincible or that
right.
They're never going to die
right.
Or they don't even like envision it or whatever. Or they're just also selfish. Like the idea of the vaccine, you're like, well, the vaccine might hurt me. It's not about for you. It's about for your grandma, for your mom. Like, I haven't seen my parents in fucking months.
Yeah.
I'm seeing them this over Christmas. I'm a little, like, weirded out about seeing them.
But you're going to get a test and stuff?
No, no. I'm going to just raw dog it. And, yeah. You know, if my mom gets it, she gets it. I'll spit it. Yeah, I'll spit it in her mouth. I'll, you know, I'll throw her down the stairs. I think that helps, I heard.
That's an abortion.
Oh, okay. Well, I think.
I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Yes, definitely.
You set it up.
Hey, you knocked it down like an abortion.
Andrew.
You can say abortion. Abortion's fine. I mean, it is. It is what it is. What,
but I wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, like do people think that like if you just read history of vaccines, it's a thing that cures diseases that would have killed all these people, like what polio, measles, mumps, or whatever. Like they, it's.
Are you singing a song?
It's a thing. It's
polio, it's measles, mumps.
It's the thing we do for disease.
Yes, it's not. It's it,
okay.
I think.
I didn't know if I was gonna pop off this hard. I've been like holding.
No,
back.
Just sometimes when like things are new, people are scared of things that are new, especially when they're hearing news on a certain fucking thing that says that, you know, be careful, whatever, blah blah, and it's like. And everyone thinks they're so smart. Like, they're like, well, I actually know the real answer of why it is vaccines coming out. And it's like, yeah. Fuck you. You fucking work at Radio Shack. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Like,
also, that's a great job. It's a great job.
Is that Radio Shack?
I don't know if Radio Shack even open. But he still works there.
Okay, boomer.
You're a boomer.
I am a boomer. Yeah, boomer. It's just kind of like.
Anyways, but yeah.
It's crazy to see. Like, I am a very, like, I think you can really do a lot for yourself with your lifestyle, with your diet, and with exercise and all those things. I really do. Some stuff you can't. And then that's when I really do trust medicine. I mean, like, my dad had thyroid cancer. He was able to really get himself in a good shape and stay cancer-free with diet and lifestyle. But he's take a pill every day because he got his thyroid taken out. Like, Dewey was having all these issues. We put him on meds. It like cured him immediately. Like, medicine works. What is these people? And then they just like peddle essential oils in a pyramid scheme.
Steve Jobs got pancreatic cancer. He could have got surgery right away, but he didn't believe in modern medicine, even though he's a computer guy, apparently, which is so ironic. But he ended up like eating like a plum a day, like some weird like fruit diet. And then he waited too long. And then at the last second, he's like, they tried to do surgery and it was too late.
Yeah. It's like, it's
my dad had breast cancer. Like, he had to fucking get his fucking tick cut off. And then
your dad?
Yeah. My dad
had breast cancer.
Yeah. We got big titties on our.
That's so rare.
Yeah. I know. It's 1 out of 100, like one guy for every 100 women get breast cancer.
Okay.
So, yeah, he had to get his titty cut off. He felt it himself.
I thought you were going to make a joke.
Sorry. What? What?
When you said it, I thought you were about to do a bit.
Well, I can't titty fuck my dad anymore. Is that what you want to hear? I try. I still try. We hold a pan on the other side. And we try other objects.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine titty fucking my dad with one tit? No. And then I'll use, like, a sponge for the other tit. My dad says his golf swing's never been better.
Did he get an implant?
No. Actually,
my dad's missing so many things. He's missing a thyroid, a spleen, and a collarbone. And he's like kind of lopsided, you know, like he's this bionic, like not real. I mean, it's just, he keeps losing body parts. It's
That's
nuts.
So funny to me.
Like, why, what person has that much stuff missing?
I mean, I don't know. There's some things that I'd like to miss, you know, I don't need these thumbs. I'll tell you that. I mean, just take them off. Can I get cancer thumb?
What were you going to say about your dad?
I don't even know. Story. I'm just saying, essentially, like, yeah, he's on medicine, too. It's like, you could eat, your diet can be perfect. That's the another annoying thing, though, about some people, though, because the diet people are annoying on both sides. Because some people will go, well, just take zinc and take vitamin D, and you'll be fine, fucking whatever. And then it's like, some people just, like, can't lose weight as easy as you. Or like they could still be healthy and still, yeah, all the bodies are different. And then, but then on the other side, like they're annoying because then they're like, well, that's all you, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
Long story short, you hooked up on Thanksgiving with someone.
Well, we didn't hook up. We went.
This past Thanksgiving?
Oh, you wanted to hear a hookup story?
Oh, no. I thought it was this Thanksgiving.
No.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned the holiday. We were talking about what we should talk about because you never like to prep and I always want to know.
Yeah, you prep more than a guy for a colonoscopy.
I like to
You're like, I need a breakdown, so, Andrew, of okay, Andrew, spreadsheet. Stop.
I'm sure you have.
I wrote down things.
I just yelled at you like you're my sibling.
I wrote down things.
Okay. Do you, because I would
We've
like
hit to most of them.
I would like to share a holiday hookup story. Do you think you
are you
going to
make the vaccine guy wear a condom when he fucks you?
I don't know if we're going to fuck. Maybe just a little choking with a mask on.
Do you feel more obliged to little, go raw dog because he's vaccinated?
A little fisty.
A little, well, misty where?
I said a little fisty.
A little fisty? But are you gonna, but honestly, do you feel more comfortable fucking him because he's been vaccinated? It's hot.
I don't know if it's gonna get to that.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna blow.
I asked him how it's going and maybe he's like not feeling well today.
Oh, okay. So what were you gonna say?
Okay. Do you have a story though?
About Thanksgiving? I just think Thanksgiving and Christmas time, it's funny because like if people stay in your hometown.
Yeah.
We're both come from like not huge cities.
Yeah.
You go to the one bar. It's great because you got the one guy that might have been cool in high school and then he could try to be. And then the girl that actually goes and is cool somewhere in a big city, she comes back. They always wear like a leather jacket for some reason to show that they've lived in the city, you know? And like they'll have like a nice, like just like cool clothes
like
and
handbag.
Be like, can't believe I'm at this bar, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like I'll come out. And then. And then she might have just played the flute or something in high school. Like, she wasn't even cool.
Yeah.
And then the hot jock comes up, but he's, like, 30 pounds overweight because he's just been drinking beer and he's divorced. And she's always wanted to fuck him in high school, but he, like, fucking gave her a wedgie and put her in the locker. And then they end up meeting at the bar. And then he eats her ass.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
Yeah, it always ends
with a good salad tossing.
But, you know, it is funny. It all levels out eventually, you know? The funny part, though, is that, like, you always hear that story, but it's like the quarterback a lot of times too goes to the big city and becomes a financial guy and makes $100 million. Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of times, like the people that fucking job, the
peaked
cool kid
school.
Peaked in high school. It's like, no, he's doing fine or she's doing great. Like they're really hot and they ended up fucking like 10 years later.
Right. Some people
and they have
just,
hot
like,
kids and they
lucky.
Have three homes.
Right.
And,
nobody
yeah.
has cancer.
Yeah.
They've had the vaccine.
Their parents have their spleen and their collarbone.
They naturally have antibodies. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
So
anyway, yeah. So long story short, so Thanksgiving Eve is always like pressure.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you know, it stopped eventually, but I would say obviously during college and then for the next, you know, 5 to 7 years, like probably until I was in my like late 20s, maybe even 30, that night was like so important. And it was like we all got together. We would dress up pregame, you know, and go to this bar in Dover, Delaware. And it was, I'm from like a small town right outside of Dover, but like, so all the people in that, at that bar would like went to all the high schools in the area. Like I went to Smyrna High School, Dover High School, Caesar Rodney, like all kind of like, so it was like people you even kind of knew of in high school from other schools would be out that night. And it was always just such a big night. But one night I went home with, or I saw this guy. I knew him from before. He
How
wasn't.
How funny is pre-gaming, by the way? Like pre-gaming, you're just roofing yourself. You're like, let me get as drunk as possible where I can still talk, but also that I'll fucking fuck a random person.
We would joke in college, like, are you ready to go out? And we would be like, let me black out first. Like we would
yeah,
go
we'd get
out,
a bottle. We'd get a bottle of Jim Beam.
Blacked out.
Yeah.
To leave the house.
Yeah. It's so insane, dude. You're roofing yourself.
It's so nuts.
I'm surprised you don't end up just fucking the Uber driver before you even get to the bar. Like, can we just suck your dick, sir?
Yeah,
that's all right. Let me pull over on 95 and let you four sorority girls suck my dick. Anyway, so you pregame, you go to the bar.
So this was a guy that I knew from before. I don't need to get into like all the details, but we would always flirt. But he was not somebody I went to high school. He was a lot older than me. And at one point he did work with my mom. Like he was a teacher with my mom. And so.
So he was a teacher at a school?
With my mom.
Okay.
And
was
it
he
was
a
like
teacher
this,
when you were a student?
No. So
but you said a lot older. So
he was like when my mom was probably even close to retirement. He was like a young teacher. So
okay. He's
probably 10 years older than me.
Okay.
But you know, it's like significant when you're like 25 or whatever. So we'd always seen each other out. I knew he worked with my mom, but he didn't work with her anymore. And I thought that he had moved away. I thought he moved away from Delaware, and he had. So, but it was always this thing of like, I was like, I just can't like fuck my mom's coworker. You know what I mean? Like that was kind of why I never really like sealed the deal before, but I saw him out the night before Thanksgiving and he didn't work with my mom anymore. He had moved to like Georgia or something. I don't know, whatever. And, I was like, you know, it's going to happen. So we like get so drunk, obviously. And I probably was like pretty blacked out. I just used to get so wasted and went home with him. And I remember like being in his house, like hooking up, like we were on the couch, then we were in his bedroom, and just kind of remembering thinking like, this doesn't feel like a young person's house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, I guess he lives here, so whatever. I don't know. I don't remember. I feel like I'm like all like over the place.
There's a lot of books. Like he's a teacher, so you're thinking books. There's maybe like an old couch. There's a corduroy jacket, and it's a pipe.
I did know he had not lived there anymore. Whatever. It does. The details are like a little blurry, but bottom line, I woke up the next morning so foggy, and I'm looking around. I'm like, this is just like, you know, I feel like we're in like a parent's house.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I hear this voice from downstairs, and I recognize the voice, who is his father, because he was my middle school vice principal or principal, I think. And he had this really distinctive voice. He talked like Bullwinkle, and it was this like very cartoonish voice.
Yeah, you're used to him like doing some kind of announcements. So yes. You've heard this voice a
principal,
lot.
Principal, not vice principal. So my middle school principal, and I'm like, oh my God. And I knew that was his dad. And I was like, are we at your parents' house? Like, And he was like, yeah, I told you last night. And I'm like, I don't remember that at all. So like, I had to go downstairs on Thanksgiving morning.
Oh my God.
And be like,
why didn't you like climb out the window?
I
like,
thought
how
about
high
it.
Was I remember it? How high was
we were
it?
On the second floor. I remember looking out the window, like, is there a way to do this? Because I had to go downstairs with my slutty like outfit from the night before.
Dude, there's nothing worse.
My Thanksgiving Eve outfit, and like had to be like, happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Collins, you know what I mean? Like,
his last name was Collins?
No, I mean, I don't want to give away.
Yeah.
And I was like, remember me from middle school? Like, it was so weird.
That?
No, I'm just thinking, like, he did, though. He was like, Ashley, good to see you. Like, I can't live.
No, so then how long were you downstairs for?
We were out in the car, and he, like, brought me home.
Part of me thinks, like, what if you just owned it? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like in those situations, we're always like, it's like the bartender, like assume, even though you're bragging, but like assuming the bartender is going to judge you based off of you bringing in two dicks. Like the dad might just be like, hello, Ashley. And then he just go around eating his breakfast, like not even thinking.
Well, he did.
We give it so much weight. I know. I get it. I've done it too. Like I've hooked up with a girl like around that time and heard her family. And I'm like, there's no way I could meet your parents and your family. They know I just fucked you and not well.
You think I should have asked for a cup of coffee and just sat down?
Yeah,
and
like maybe an apple from the teacher.
Can I help with the turkey?
Yeah.
Do you guys need any help?
Yeah, I'll go pick up gravy. And they're like, no, we're good. Like you go overboard. You're like, no, I'll hang out. And they're like, no, it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying that like a lot of these times we like put so much in our brain.
Yeah.
About,
but you just to like, it is so weird. This happened to me another time with this like one night stand I had in Charleston. Like it's real weird to like wake up after fucking somebody and see their dad.
Yes.
Like a mom who is way who was your middle school principal.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm with you. I'm the same way. I'm just saying, I wonder what would happen if you just like owned it. You're like, your son's got a pretty good cock.
Where'd he get that from?
Principal Collins.
Can you do a Bullwinkle voice?
A little Bullwinkle?
It was like that.
Oh, really? I don't even know.
That's his voice.
Really?
That's my
principal's. I didn't even know what Bullwinkle sounded like. I just
something like that.
I guessed. Yeah, I know.
Do you have a Thanksgiving Eve story?
I mean, I think that was Thanksgiving or something like that when I hooked up with that one girl and her family was there. Like I said, I'm going home for Christmas. I want to fuck in Florida. Like, I've been very lonely lately, like insanely lonely, alone.
That's why you're alone.
I just want, once I get it though, it's like the oldest time. It's like once I get laid and I'm like, have a girl in my bed and you get to feel her butt or whatever. And you're like,
Yeah.
And then it's like, then I'm good for another 2 months. Like, I just need incremental during COVID. I just need,
yeah.
I need a fuck once every like 4 months.
I know. I need somebody to like lay on top of me.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. Just a weighted blanket with a penis.
Just like dig their fingers into my sides of my throat.
I guess we did that. I'm good now. But
yeah, can I say I got the cut choke?
But
today.
We live alone. We have no one. Yeah. Like we can do shit like that. But then it's like I'm going back home. My mom is literally on an oxygen machine. I cannot fuck a girl and then not get tested and then hang out with my mom.
Yeah,
I mean it would be insane. And it just like makes me want to go to Florida and not see my mom.
Oh my God! But if you like,
or not see my parents, I really just want to do a trip. Where I'm just alone on a beach.
Could you see your parents? You're going for like a couple weeks. Could you see your parents and then not see them anymore? Like stay another week.
That's the problem with my parents. They take it so personal. Like
if you're in the same town and you're just fucking somewhere else and you don't want to come home.
Yeah. I'm like, stop being selfish. No, but my thing is my parents, it's like I grew up. I went to high school an hour away from. So all my friends are from this town called Vero Beach, right? Yeah. They're all from there. My parents chose to put me in a private school. Very nice, whatever. But they chose to live very far away from my school. So all my friends growing up since fourth grade lived in this town, Vero Beach, yeah. Right? We were from the outside. We were from Stewart. My mom now lives in Palm Beach, which is even farther away. So when I go home, these friends are like really near and dear to me. Like
yeah.
When my parents were getting divorced, like one of these families, the Colantrellis, they literally like took me in. As like one of their own kids, like
yeah.
Literally like that, like tight. And like, while my parents like couldn't get their shit together, like this family was there for me. So when I go home, like I like to see my high school friends and be around them and maybe take a few days to stay up there or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'll be like, I'll come home when I come. So anyway, so I am going back and I'm staying in Vero for a few days. I'm also, you can use the line like, hey, I want to wait a few days after I get off the plane and then get tested
yeah.
before I come down.
Right.
So it kind of works out. But I'm just saying, like, my parents, like, when you come from a divorce household, they're always, it's like, they're so cranky about who I see, how long you see them.
Yeah.
What did you do with them? What are you doing with us? And like, it makes you not want to go home. Because it puts pressure on. And like, so if you stay at one and you didn't call the other one all day, they're like, well, obviously you don't care.
Oh my God,
and then you go to the person's house. You go to my, you know, my dad's. And a lot of this has like subsided, but it used to be. And then you just sit there in silence and you don't even like have a good time and like connect or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like you just care about the fact of me just being in the house.
Choosing you.
Choosing. Yeah. It's not even about like once we get there that there's a lot of like.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Like bonding.
Yeah.
You're
bonding. Yeah. Bonding. But that's like, it's just weird when you come, and I'm sure there's so many kids, because I wrote this thing the other day about like Thanksgiving, like, you know, I'm not going home, not because of COVID, just because, you know, my dad's cranberry sauce. I have to do it.
I don't want to see my family or, yeah.
Like you have to do both.
Okay.
You know? And I know it's like such a privileged thing to like complain about, but I think so many divorced kids out there that if you're listening, the idea of having to be at one house or the other puts so much pressure on the kid growing up. It's crazy.
I mean, my parents are still together, but obviously I have so many friends whose parents are divorced. Like I've heard this every year from multiple, like how much of a pain it is. And then it gets even worse when you have kids because then there's grandkids and then the parents get even more crazy about the grandkids. Like it's pretty nuts. Like I have obviously never experienced the like having to go around and do a bunch of Thanksgivings and Christmases, but like it sounds kind of like a nightmare. And I mean, it's like, it's annoying logistically, but on top of it, you have these like grown adults, like your parents, not you, but anybody's parents who they're acting like children sometimes.
And look, I don't, and in their defense, like there'll be times where it's like,
well, they just want to see you. I mean,
they just want to see, but
it's not
like when you're younger, you're like, I just want to fucking party with my friends.
Yeah.
And then you get fucked up and then you pass out somewhere and then you miss a lunch that you're supposed to have, or you show up and you're so hungover. Like there's plenty of the onus is on me too. Like when you're in your 20s and you're just a fucking piece of shit when you should just be hanging out with your parents and like giving them that time. But yeah, like you said, like for me, like, especially like when I was touring so much, like I'm on a schedule. Like I work a lot. Like I don't think they realize like how much like on a schedule I am in here in New York, even though my life is kind of different. So then when I go to Florida, all I want to do is just have no schedule. I hate a schedule.
Yeah.
And then all they want is a schedule of what days you're going to be where and what you're going to do and like whatever. And it's like,
but how far apart do your parents live?
Like an hour now.
An hour?
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, so, just in terms of like, you have to like make a decision. You actually do kind of have to schedule it.
Yeah.
It's not like they live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know, that's really frustrating. I mean, and I like to go home and just lay around and be lazy. And that's, it'd be so frustrating to be like, now I got to pack my shit and go to my other parents' house.
Yeah. Go to my dad's house where there's no food in the fridge. No, there is now. I mean, he's with my stepmom. It's fucking stacked. There's nothing better than a fucking parent's fridge.
I know.
Oh my God. Why don't we do that with our own fridges?
I don't know. Like, why aren't they more stacked?
Yeah. You could go into a parent's fridge. Like, you could grab a slice of turkey, some hummus, some fish dip. Like
Raina's mom's fridge is like
cheddar cheese.
It's like a mile long. It's just like full of food. And like Raina, one time, this was when we were in Pittsburgh when we did shows there last year. And I just, her mom's fridge is like epic. It's a thing. It's like she takes photos. It's the biggest thing. It's like three of mine. It's nuts. And I went down. We were getting ready. We had our show that night. We stayed with her parents and her mom and her stepdad. And I like was like so hungry as I was getting ready. And I just was like getting ready, not thinking. And when I was like, I'm just going to go downstairs and make a little sandwich out of the fridge. And she was like, okay. And I just forgot where I was. And her stepdad came in and I was wearing like little panty shorts, like little like getting ready, like not, they're not like panties, like boy shorts, but they're have a little bit of like lace, like with a t-shirt. And as he walked in the room, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, and I'm just making a sandwich. And I came back up and Raina goes, were you down there wearing that? And did Chip come in? And I'm
Chip came in.
And she was like, you were just like, what, being sexy, making a sandwich in your like lacy black shorts? And my
just dropping mustard on your tits. What, Chip? You want me to get you what? The pickles from down there? Oh, let me get you the pickles, Chip.
I like hated myself.
Let me get you the pickles, Chip.
I forgot he lived there. I thought it was like in my own home. You know?
No, I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny too is like you go to make a sandwich, but then the fridge is so great that you end up like you get lost in the fridge. The next thing you know,
you're like, Chip, do you want me to make you a sandwich? Like,
yeah. Hey, Chip, how about we heat up this lasagna while I make a sandwich and while we eat some ice cream?
But and then that night we got home and we were like hungry and her mom was like, let me just whip you up a snack. And of course it's like eight dips, a charcuterie board.
That's
like
the thing. Dips.
Yeah.
French onion dip.
Yeah.
You got all the dips. I mean, that's the only one I could think of.
You know what? I will say this. My parents later in life have started to eat like shitty snacks. Like growing up, we didn't have like Cheetos and stuff like that in the house.
Now they eat Cheetos?
Now there will be hot Cheetos like in the
house. Now I know why your dad lost some things. He's eating hot Cheetos at 70? What is he thinking? Hot Cheetos is so funny to buy when you're an older person. Oh. Let me get some Metamucil, some vitamins, some zinc, and hot Cheetos.
But they're also so healthy. They're like pescatarian. They're like the healthiest people. Yeah. Like they have like my mom. It's my mom. She is like a chip Cheeto. Like she has her vices like salty snacks.
I love a chip.
My dad's vice is just alcohol.
What are your top five chips? We'll end on that.
Doritos.
Okay, which one?
Nacho cheese. This is the thing everybody knows about me.
Okay. You know Cool Ranch?
Yeah, Cool Ranch is fine, but I think there's a superior flavor.
Okay,
profile.
No, I'm with you. I got you. Would you say then that Dorito Cool Ranch is your second favorite?
No. I love Popcorners. I just love that.
You like Popcorners more than Pop Chips?
I love Pop Chips too.
What kind? Barbecue?
Not really. Cheddar sour cream.
God, cheddar sour cream.
And then
great.
The white cheddar Popcorners.
Ruffles cheddar sour cream are fucking incredible.
I think I think like a standard Ruffle, like old school
dipped
in that
French onion
cheap gas station dip. That is what you should bring to every party.
Pimento cheese, by the way. I never knew about that until about like 3 years ago.
Oh, that was such a, going to school in the South, it was like we had that at every tailgate.
I fuck with pimento. There's also another kind of dip my dad gets. It's like a weird cheese. It's like in between like cheese and cream cheese. I got to figure it out what it was. Okay. I know it'll be there when I get there.
Yeah, but you'll know soon.
Fish dip, by the way. If you've never had fish dip, like smoked fish dip, it's a very Florida thing.
I love it.
And like,
yeah.
By the
way. Wait, I have one more chip.
Oh, yeah. What?
Can it be a Cheeto or no?
Is it Raina's stepdad?
Oh, yep. That's my favorite chip. That's my number one. Okay, so it goes Raina's stepdad.
With Nacho on his dick. You freak. Dressing all slutty.
Here are my
for him.
Five top chips. Just chip. Number one.
No. I think it's funnier if he's the fifth one.
Oh, number five. Standard ruffle.
Okay.
Number four.
No. Number one, Doritos. Number two,
pop chips. Cheddar sour cream pop chips.
Number three, popcorn.
White cheddar popcorn.
Number four,
Ruffles regular.
Dipped in French onion. And number five, chip.
Right.
Stepdad. Chip. Which is short for chip, eh? All right. Chippy. All right, this was great.
Oh my gosh,
we got into everything I wrote down.
I can't believe
we actually really did like get into almost everything.
You didn't even write choking on the outline, and somehow
the choking thing was fantastic. It was really great. I really think a lot of people learned a lot. That between the choking and I think people learned more about choking and vaccine, but it's cool. Like,
do you think this episode's titled Chips and Choking?
Probably chip, just chip, chippy. All right, where can they find you? At Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. Oh,
right. Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. And Ash Hess on Instagram, ASHHESS.
Yeah, man. Thank you for doing this. It's the last time we'll ever do it in person.
No, stop. Because you're leaving us.
I might be moving.
Yeah. Well, that's not my place to announce.
When
are you going to tell your puddlers?
Not now.
Okay.
Stay tuned. All right, thanks for listening. Lay.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. 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 Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. If you're getting too close, you know you're getting wet. You're standing in deep, you're getting real wet. You ain't that deep because you're kind of shallow. Shallow in the brain and shallow in your heart. You'll never get that deep inside the water, girl. You'll never get that deep.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down.
No, when you're standing in the puddle, you don't know where to go because you're so deep. You don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how wet I am because I'm so wet. That's who I am. I'm so wet. Wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Now come on in.
Puddles. Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.
Yep, I. Not bad.